Chofei Tammuz, Wednesday the 23rd of July, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, interesting Havdolah Shailos.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. It's Eis Tzorah and Yaakov, like we heard. It's what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. I was in one of the suburbs of London last night, and they wanted to know whether we pray for Israel. So I said, every Bais Medrash I've been to in Golders Green, they've been praying after every single tefillah, and there's collections and gatherings of tefillah. So, just to mention what we see, Hakazal say the importance of tefillah when it comes to an Eis Tzorah. We see that last week, Sedra, Pasha's Matos, they went to war, as it says in the Pasuk, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. Chazal say that there was Elef, there was a set of 1,000, besides the ones who went to actual war, there's another set of 1,000 who davened for them. For every 1,000 ones went to war, there was 1,000 davening for them. And we see the result of the tefillah. We see what the tefillah piled, what it affected. Not one person died of all the soldiers, and they weren't up against, 13,000-14,000 enemy. How many Midjanim were there? There must have been at least 500,000 Midjanim if you work it out. And here we're talking about 12,000 even against 500,000 Midjanim. The proof of the 500,000 is that we're talking about the whole of Midjan. And we know it was a large ummah, a large nation, because the girls alone, from under three, there were 32,000. That was the Nekevas, under three were 32,000. If you work it out, it works out probably soldiers, people who could fight, probably 500,000. So nobody died, Lenikon Ish, and I heard of somebody who was Moisif, that the Pasuk says that the Kasha the Kalim. Yeah, you only have to Kasha Kalim, Minat Torah, if you've been used within 24 hours. So it seems that the whole campaign was a blitz campaign. It went in 1 second, in a few minutes. It was within 24 hours, the whole Milchama, because they were still coming along with these Midjan Kalim, which seemed to have been used fresh. So the whole thing went keharifying, went very quickly. So the schus of our tefillahs are immeasurable, and Ezra Hashem, Hashem Baruch Hu should answer, and we should soon be saved from this tremendous sorrow.
Oh my.
So, Havdolah Shaila. So this Shaila, which I want to speak about, it's a general Inyan. We'll come to the Havdolah parts of it a bit later. Perhaps we'll start with Havdolah Inyan. It's to do with a hefsek between a brocha and the mitzvah, or the food that you're eating. We all know you make a brocha, you straight away go and eat the food. We drink the drink, you have an apple, you make brocha, you ate. Straight away go and eat the food. You don't make any hefsek between the two. If you speak between the brocha and the eating of the apple, your brocha is rendered invalid. So just again, Aloch HaLamashi this morning, very interesting. I discussed it with the Rav here, Rav Shtan. Somebody had this nidan this morning. They putting on their tilin shal yad. And then afterwards, instead of making the brocha tilin shal roish, by mistake they started saying baruch shem. It's a baruch shem. The question is, does that invalidate the bracha of Shaliyah? So that because the din is, according to the Ashkenazim, even for the Sfadim, you have to make one extra bracha. So for Ashkenazim, who in any case make one bracha on the Shal Rosh, so if you're Mafsik, you have to make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. Hopefully we've all learned it at Tau Bar Mitzvah. I just happened to learn it a few days ago with my son, who's become a mitzvah shortly, Be'ez Hashem. And so we saw the Be'alocha. The Be'alocha says in Hilchas Tefillin that even one word of hefsek constitutes a hefsek. You say Amen. Yeah, you're making Bo'priha 8th on an apple, and your friend says Shakal Ni B'dvaroi. Before you've eaten, you make Amen. You say Amen. Says the Be'alocha, I'm making you bracha. The bracha becomes invalid. You cannot have a hefsek. It's very severe. So this particular case this morning, where the person said Baruch Shem by mistake, that's because of Rav Shtan. L'chayra, you have to make a new bracha, l'chayra. You have to make a new al-haniach tefillin, because you've invalidated your bracha. You've spoken about something else. It might have been by accident. At the end of the day, you spoke about something which is not, and this is not its place. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there are many, many cases throughout our daily life and the Yiddish life where we make loads of hefsekim, gaps and interruptions between the bracha and the drinking, between the eating or the mitzvah. Before we eat, we make a hefsek. Who can tell? Kiddush is one case. Kiddush. We say Bo Pri Agafen, and then we say the whole bracha of Shabbos. Hashem and Shalom says to Svanu. Abdallah Vosnach? Huh? Shava Brocha. Shava Brocha. You mean under the chuppah? Under the chuppah. Under the bracha, under the chuppah, because by other Shabbat brachas you make at the end, but under the chuppah, machmetz esh bar piagofen. Ala roi, it's bichas erisin.
Bris,
and not only do you mafsik by the bris because of the bracha, as a kiddush you did with Bethan, we go and we say lekeinu velekei avaseinu, which is a tefillah, and it's not even a bracha. We're mafsik. Yeah, and there are many, many others. Leishav basuka. Yeah, make a bracha. We sit down. Yeah, we make a bracha. Make hamayitz lechman oras leishav basuka. Shechayanu. All these things. What? When a new peri. Yeah, Mishabura prefers that you make shechayanu on the new peri before the ha'ei. Mishabura prefers that. Minigoni was that you're saying. Yeah, but mikadim is okay. The samim because haneh. Loads of things.
Chaim.
Huh? Chaim.
Are you allowed to make a bracha?
Definitely not. Yeah. Right. So, what's the heter to do all these afsekim? The chayra we've just discussed that it's very chomut to start going and making a hefsek. So, what's the heter to do all these things? The answer is that. That all these cases we've discussed are that is the place of the bracha. That is where that bracha belongs. You make kiddush. Yeah, you're not being mafsik between the hagofen with something irrelevant. You're making hagofen and kiddush. That is the way you're supposed to be doing it. That is the place of the bracha. If it's not hefsik, if I say amen on somebody else's shakal nebidvarai, then why should I make amen? What its place is not here. It's not necessarily that it's intrinsic in my. In my rendition, what I'm saying now, that I should go ahead and say Omein on a Ha'etz, or an Ashakel, because it so happens the person made a bracha. It's not as if that is the Takana. But where the Takana is that way, there, that's absolutely no problem, that's absolutely Chatkin. That's one case of Hasek. Oh, that's Shisus Besham, isn't it, in brachas. But we said on Zogin, that's Tadish in and Tadik Vedim. It's Ashmach Berbekam Kachtik no Chazal. No, because it's Hutra, because with Baal, that's the way Chazal wanted, that's what we have to do. That's one heter of being mafsik. Another heter of being mafsik is if it's a very, very, it's a very important thing, you can't eat without it. For example, it says in the Gemara, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, a person, you know, you can't eat before you've given the animals to eat. First you've got animals, then you eat. Then you eat yourself. You learn that from a posik that the satel of Hamtacha. First your animals and then yourself. So the person made burpee hate, he realized his pet had not been fed. I almost had the shayla, we had goldfish in the house. And I wasn't sure whether I'm allowed to eat before giving the goldfish to eat. So I wasn't sure. We sent a shayla to Rucham Kanievsky. Yeah, I'm serious. And he said, look at the Gemara in Bava Kama, which discusses where the fish is called an animal. It's a sophic in the Gemara, the fish is an animal. So he held it's a sophic. So I was so happy when the goldfish died, because Lamaisi, they tell me this nisha legafalik, but goldfish, if you feed them every day, it's not good for them in any case. So practically speaking, probably not us in any case, because they overeat, they die in any case. So you're only supposed to eat them, give them to eat every few days. Nisha legafalik in any case. But that was the shayla. Any case, you have halfway, I made the bracha appropriate age, you realize, I've not given my animals to eat. What's the din? So the din is you're allowed to tell your masharas, your slave, servant, to go and feed them, or you're allowed to tell somebody, give them to eat, because I can't eat without it. So I'm allowed to be mafsik, even though it's kolachatchili, it's supposed to be meramas, or perhaps do it yourself. But if you had, there was no choice, then that's what you have to do, because it's important for the achilas, you have to do it. So I want to take
you. No servant.
What?
If you have no servant.
Then you have to go yourself and give it to him. No choice. You have to go and do it yourself. You have to go yourself. To go yourself and get up from your place and go and give it him. You can't eat before you've given him to eat.
Do you eat something of these quickly?
Yeah, but it seems not. It seems that you don't. It seems that you've got to.
It's a long hefsik.
It's a long hefsik. It's a tzayrach. Whenever it's a tzayrach, you're allowed to do it. It's a hefsik, but any hefsik that's tzayrach is with the other not a hefsik. It's a tzayrach. Yeah.
I called him for salt.
If you have the avid, you called for salt. No. You're not supposed to call for salt. That's if you ask for salt. Do you need it for eating? That is intrinsic with a meal, but you're not supposed to do it. But if the chatzin, you're not supposed to do that to go and be mastic, to say, I need salt for the bread. If you did it, the avid is not chatzin, because it's interconnected. It belongs here. It's got shaykhs with the.
Why are you not supposed to?
Because chatzin, you're not supposed to, because you manage without. It's not that active. Only something like eating, giving the animal to eat, which is not active. But that happens only here. It's just for my eating purposes. The Yavin Ayat al-Khatil is...
It's not just for eating purposes.
Okay. You're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to say. That's true. Okay. So now... So what happens... So... Right. So the question is asked... Right. So there are places we need to explain. For example, it's Nagaya this year, Be'ez Hashem, in a few months' time, Yom Kippur, Moitzi Yom Kippur. Now, what are the Moitzi Yom Kippur? We make Havdalah, don't we? We always make Havdalah. Every Moitzi Shabbos, Moitzi Yondav, make Havdalah. The question is, Moitzi Yom Kippur, do you make the bracha on the Ner? Yeah? On the Ner. So we won't go into all that. You do. Make a bracha on the Ner. Do you make a bracha on Besamim on Moitzi Yom Kippur? Yeah?
Usually not.
Why not? Usually not. Yeah? Usually not. You don't make... because there's no neshama seira in Yom Kippur. No neshama seira. The question is, what's the Yom Kippur Chalias B'Shabbos, which happens to be this year? Those who know the calendars know, interesting, in the 10-year... there's a 10-year slot now where 5 out of 10 of the years Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Very interesting. I don't know exactly which years it is. There's a very interesting pattern in the way the years fall. But in any case, it's going to get a shayla mishnagaya often. Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Moitza Yom Kippur this year, do you make Birmi the Besamim? So, there's a machloikas. The machaber holds that you don't make. He says you don't make. Why? There's no Nishom Yisera. Nishom Yisera comes when you've had good food and you feel good. Yeah? Nishom Yisera, you feel good. You're upset the Shabbos has gone away. Yom Kippur, we don't eat. Therefore, we don't miss. It's not as if Nishom is feeling oppressed. And feeling upset that the Shabbos is gone. Therefore, says the Machaba, even if it falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you do not make the bracha of Birmi Besamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that many Poskim argue, most Poskim actually argue, and they say, you've avadi, you can, because Seif Konsef is Shabbos, and Shabbos isn't some dafkin because you're eating. Shabbos is something different, we don't quite know what it is. It's a holy Indian which comes up because of Shabbos you can make. So therefore, the Neshama is upset when Shabbos is gone, that you can make Birmi Besamim, and Moitzah Shabbos. Even if you ate nothing, even if it's Yom Kippur. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Are you supposed to go and make Birmi Besamim? I make to Shabbos Yom Kippur. What do you do? So you could say it's a bracha levatola. Bracha levatola. If the halacha is that you're not supposed to, it's a bracha levatola perhaps. I can't make a bracha if I'm not mechuyev to. Yeah, is that a taina? Is Birmi Besamim a bracha levatola? Why not?
No.
It's not a bracha levatola, because you can make Birmi Besamim and just, we can take Besamim out now and make Birmi Besamim. You don't need Birmi Besamim after Moshe Shabbos Yom Kippur. The question is only whether you're mechuyev to do it. Or whether you can make it. There's no bracha levatola involved here. Birmi Besamim is a bracha, which is a valid bracha, because your nanny benefiting. Very good. So the question is, and I was asking, how can I do it in the middle? What's happening here is basically, yeah? I've made my very piagofen when it comes to my havdalah. Very piagofen. Now, I'm going to drink the wine in 10 minutes' time, or 3 minutes' time. Meanwhile, what do I do? If I would take an apple and start very piagofen 8 and start eating, or some other bracha in the middle, it will invalidate my very piagofen. My very piagofen has got to be connected to my drinking. So if I take besamim, let's say I'm making shakal nir bedvara on my breakfast this morning when I go and eat. And I quickly take a thing of besamim, and I wash a very bit of besamim, and then I eat my breakfast. Yeah? So I've invalidated my bracha. It's no use at all, because I've made a hefsek. So the question is, if besamim is just a voluntary thing that you're doing on Moitzim Kippur, but it's not a chiv thing to do on Moitzim Kippur Shabbos, then albeit that the actual bracha of Birmi Besamim is not levatala, but I've made my priagofen, which I made before the besamim, made that invalid. I've not made a hefsek. Yeah, is it clear the kasha? The kasha is I've made a hefsek between my priagofen and my drinking with my Birmi Besamim. The emphasis we find this in other places as well. find this, we'll come to the case where we find in halacha. I just said it was negel halacha. Negel halacha is neisha basuka. Yeah, we all know that what you do is you first make the bracha, make the lechem and aret, and you make neisha basuka. Now, what if you have cake? If you eat cake, you go in the sukkah and you have cake. Yeah, do you bechalal? First shayla is bechalal. Do you make neisha basuka on cake? Do you make neisha basuka on cake? So it doesn't say clearly in shulchan aruch what you do, and the mishabur brings machloikas about it. Wait, make neisha basuka on cake. So what are you supposed to do? Are you going to have a kazayis? The minute going to make neisha basuka. The minute going, everybody knows you have a bit of cake. You make neisha basuka. It's not so poshut. Not poshut at all. So mishabur gives an eitzah. Mishabur says, you know what eitzah is? The emes you can make neisha basuka even without eating anything at all. If you go in the sukkah and sit there for 10 minutes, you can eat. You can make neisha basuka. You're sitting in the sukkah. She says, very good. So you're making neisha basuka. You have kavana. I'm making the bracha on the yeshiva. Even if. I'm not mukhid to make because of the cake. Cake is not enough reason to make because it's not called a achilas kebab. It's not a fixed eating. But say that even if I go without eating, I can also make leish basuka. So your mechaben on the your bracha goes on the sitting. The question is, that's brought down in the later pasuk, Shemitah and Oyabach and others. What do you do? Can you make the leish between the mezonos and the eating? Can you make it between the two? Yeah. What's the question? Yeah, the question is, Bishloima, if I'm having bread, then I can make leisha between the two, because the leisha comes because of the bread. I'm making the bracha because of the bread, and therefore its place is here. So it belongs here, because it's to do with my eating the bread. Shaken, if I'm making on cake, well, I'm not making because of the cake, I'm only making because that I'm sitting in the sukkah. Why make it between the mazonos and the eating? You're making a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So, the maisa. Yeah, is that clear? Is it clear the problem? The problem is, how can you make leisha basuka on cake, right? On cake, leisha basuka between the bracha and the eating, yeah? It could be that you're not mukhi leisha basuka for the mezonos, in which case its place doesn't belong here, so it's a hefsek. So, halacha lemaisa, minigayna is to make it between the two. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you should make leisha basuka when it's cake before you make the mezonos. And I also saw that brought down in a sefer b'shem Baal Derech Emunah, who is Baal Derech Emunah. That's how they call Chaim Kanevsky nowadays. Baal Derech Emunah, sefer Derech Emunah. He calls Chaim Kanevsky. Also says you should do it that way around. First leisha basuka and then mezonos. However, I didn't see it. My son told me, and my son's a gadol. He saw a video of Rav Chaim Kanevsky going to visit Israel, having Chaim Chaim and Rabbi Yashiv, and he was mechabedim with mezonos, and he made mezonos and leisha basuka. And that can't be denied because it's on the video clearly. It's clear. I mean, video now. I don't know how we can grade these after, I suppose, but you can do false things. But that is the fact. Now, I wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky. It's almost a year ago. I thought about something else and asked him this question as well. I haven't got a tshuva yet, so I can't tell you what he answered on the kasha. But let's see. That was the kasha asked. But I think the answer. I mean, Chaim Kanievsky, but it's. Why he did so on the video, if Mistoma Gans Poshet, Mistoma Rebel Yashiv held so, Galt Nazai, the Kovid Rebel Yashiv, that's why he did it that way around. Probably that's the Psalms of Shah.
Why was Rebel Yashiv machil in something which was a Shah?
Oh, the Shah is, what's Pshat in this Psak? What's Pshat in this Psak? So I think there's Yisod, and I'll bring a riot to it soon. I think there's Yisod, and that would answer the Kasha from Psomim and everything, Psomim, Mitzim, Kippur. But the kasha of some makes him kippur. I forgot to say Shemesh Shabbos Gilchosa asked this kasha. I saw it in Shemesh Shabbos Gilchosa asked the kasha that how by besomim can you mafsik Moshe Shabbos Yom Kippur? But this kasha about leishiv, so we need to be miyashiv the maisa on the video. How can you make leishiv between the brocha and the achila? And I think the answer is that if you're making a brocha because of sofik, it could be it belongs here. That's why it's not called the hefsek. You don't need to have this. Vadai, certain that it belongs here. If there's a reasonable reason to assume that's where I should be making it, that's enough tzorach to make it here. All you need is to have an allowance to make it here. If I've got a reason to make it because there's a reasonable reason to make it, that's its mokum. That's its mokum. So the same. So that would explain Leisha Basuka. That's why I can make it, because there is a reason to say that you have to make Leisha Basuka there, because some hold you make Leisha Basuka on cake as well. So is there a reasonable reason to make it there. And the same with Psalm Mitzvah Kippur, but there's a very reasonable reason to make it there, because there are shittas or hold you should make, but if some, that is not happening.
What's the Leisha Basuka Bartulet?
does shittas wegen dem. It does shittas wegen dem. Could be, come to what I'm saying. Couldn't be, wouldn't be hefsek. Could be if you do it machmas safek. Yeah, Mishabur the Mice, this could be. I have to think about that. I didn't think about that case. Can say. Yeah, so I'm thinking about these cases. The ikar raya for this yisod is shteitin hilchos Rosh Hashanah. That what happens? Yeah, second at yontif. Do you make shechiyonu in kiddush? Yeah, we make shechiyonu every yontif. Make shechiyonu. First the yontif, second of. So only one yontif we don't make shechiyonu. Which one is that? Shvirish shel Pesach. Achron shel Pesach in chusaris. Yeah. Otherwise, always, the ladies have to know this. Yeah, because they get confused. Every yontif makes shechiyonu except for the last 2 days in chusaris of Pesach. So you get as for kiddush, tlem hatlok sanim, shechiyonu. What happens on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Yeah? Second Rosh Hashanah is a bit of a complication. It's a bit of a nit. Rosh Hashanah speak about it. It's not so posh. So they give an eitzah. They say, it's not so posh like Meshach Yom. So what you do is, you should have a new garment, have a new peiri, some new fruit, and when you make Meshach Yom, you make chavan on that thing. So really, it's not a brachon of atal. Even if the halach is, you're not mukhiv to make Meshach Yom, at least I've made Meshach Yom on a peiri, on a fruit, I've made Meshach Yom on a new, whatever it is, on a new garment, then I've not got any problem with brachon of atal. The problem is, what's happened to Hefsek? End of the day, I've got a Hefsek. If I'm not mukhiv to make Meshach Yom on the day, so I'm making something totally non-connected with my kiddush. So what allowance do I have to be mafsik between my bo'y priya gofen and my drinking? I'm holding my cup of wine second night Rosh Hashanah. Hey, bo'y priya gofen. Okay, make kiddush, that's fine. Shechiyonu. So I decided to make shechiyonu on a new fruit which my wife bought me. Yeah, that's going to be hefsik. You can't make a brach on stam zachen between. You can't make a hefsik between my bo'y priya gofen and drinking. So what allowance do I have to make my shechiyonu? Bishleim, if I'm mechuyev, is one thing. If I'm not mechuyev, how can I do it? It's the same as for samim. The answer must be that where you're doing it for a valid reason, you've got a reason to do it because the apostle hold that is its mokum. So, but since that's its mokum, therefore it's not hefsik. I must say this, you saw.
It has to be.
Yeah, because Masad al Kodis. Because Masad al Kodis, all these brachas you make al Kodis.
But you could pick up the
Kodis
and say
Shechiyonah
first, like
the Chazal. No, but it's Masad al Kodis. No, the Chazal wanted to be done in a certain Seder. That is the way to do it, like the Shittas which hold that you're supposed to do it, therefore that's the way you've got an allowance to do it.
But why, may I ask, is the answer to all these fakers not the tits? Again,
it's Ke'en.
Again,
the Sof was the Sof in Brachal HaHokeh. Yeah, but the Eved, why should you do it? No, it's Brachal HaVatala. You don't say Brachal HaVatala, Brachal HaVatala. You're making a Brachal HaVatala. You're creating Brachal HaVatala. It's not Sof in Brachal HaVatala. No, but you're creating by you going actively making your Shechiyonu between the two, yeah, or making Verib and Sof between the two. You're actively rendering your first Brachal HaVatala and Brachal HaVatala.
Why isn't there Hefsek in the Shechiyonu?
Okay, that's not chazak, because ik is on the ria, ik is ria, and ik is on the ria sapri. Ik brach is on the ria, not on the achila. You can eat it. Some say you should eat it before kiddush, some say the chachila. Ik is on the ria sapri. I tried to not look at it before I made the bracha. Yeah, but it's not a bracha in the same sense as other bracha with directly on the thing. Some say you should eat it before mitzvah. What I do, I think I have it have only after only afterwards. Afterwards. Right, oh, it's getting very late. Yeah, so how does this relate to Havdalah? The question is, ladies, women with Havdalah. Yeah? So women make Havdalah. So the question is, are women mechuyev by Havdalah? Yeah, it's a big nidan. Are women obliged to make Havdalah? So why not? Because women are potter for mitzvah seishas man grama. Yeah? Why yes? Shalma bezochai. Iskish, they're mechuyev all mitzvahs of Shabbos. The question is Havdalah a mitzvah of Shabbos or is it a mitzvah of Chayim? What mitzvah is it? Is it Shabbos or Chayim? So Machlokes HaPaskim, what are they doing? Yeah? Very interesting. So that's the question. What should she do? So some say, if a woman hasn't got a husband, she's on her own, she has to go, she can't make it. She can't make Havdalah. Yeah. The Mishmura says she can't make Avdala. Why can't make Avdala? Because even if they are potter, which could be, even if they're potter, but they're allowed to bring upon themselves a chiyuv, like we do with many mitzvahs they do. They're not obliged to do it on a voluntary basis. So they're allowed to do it. It says they're allowed to do it. Mishmura says they're allowed to do it. Okay, women often don't like to make Avdala. They say that the Welt Zog, that what? You get a beard. It's not got any proper Makoyim. It's brought on Erchus Rabbeinu, but that's about it. I think it's basically to frighten them off from making Avdol themselves. Because the Mishmura brings in the Shlach HaKadosh, they shouldn't drink the Kiddush wine. It's not an Issa. I know my father often asks the Shaila, he tells them they can make Avdol and they can drink the wine. If a person wants to be Makbid on it, should make a Chama Medina. But it's very common. What is Chama Medina? It's also not posher. Apple juice, tea, with milk, without milk. It's a bit involved. So, Lemaisa, there's no problem really a woman making. If it's necessary, she can make. The question is, can they make a bracha on the ne'er? Yeah? The ne'er. Can they make a bracha on the bone of an age? Mishabura says, even if I hold that women are mechuyev to make a bracha of Avdala, the mechuyev of Avdala, that's because it's a Shabbos halacha. Yeah? Avdala is because of Shabbos. But ne'er is not because of Shabbos. Ne'er came because of the story of the Marishan, he struck the two flints together and it came out light, came out to Shabbos. It's not because of Shabbos, it's Moitzah Shabbos, the time when light was created. So women are going to take a potter from now. As I thank the Mishnah Berurah. Many poskim argue, no, women are mechuyev but now. Many poskim. Shmuel holds a potter from now. So the question is, can she make Boim Ra'esh? And the poskim's argument, poskim's my name, say she can make Boim Ra'esh because the same svara. Even if they're not mechuyev, on a voluntary basis they can do it. Yeah, they can do it on a voluntary basis, Boim Ra'esh. The question now is, can they be mafsik between, can they make the bracha of Boim Ra'esh in the place we make it, the men make it? Or do we say, no, since they're not mechuyev, therefore, they have to make it afterwards. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says they should make the Besomim in the night afterwards. Because they're not Mukhiv, make it afterwards. And I spoke to some Rabbonim and they don't agree with that. And I think that I've got a Raya Nishtazai. The Vat is, there's a Raya from the Shukhroch that we don't say that. Here's a different, similar type of into we mentioned earlier, but different in the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that if I'm making a Bracha because it's a mitzvah for me to do it, it's a hiddur. The woman is not obliged to make Boimar Eish, Kenzayim. But she's doing a voluntary basis, and it's a mitzvah to make it at this particular juncture, so therefore she has an allowance to be mafsik. One of the rise to that is, it's a shikal amayla shechiyonu, but we say by the bris, we say a tefillah between the brocha and the drinking, make a tefillah. So the Torah in Siman Eish Lamechein Hilchos Mila says because it's a tefillah, and you can say it seems that they didn't have sick. As long as it's connected somehow, it's not a have sick. And they bring down the Amram Gon in his Siddur. They used to say, and then Hinekeli Shosei Atach Malay Afchod. Used to say the whole, and some Rishonim used to have the whole Rebbeinu Shleilim, which is say, from Yerushalmi, most of Shabbos, to say between the Rebbeinu Agofen and the drinking. So even when we said it's very chomer to be masik, but it seems, Nishosei Gefalach. And the Iker Raya, L'choy, against, even though it's my uncle, Shabbos Gilchas, actually, there's a Gvaltik Sefer, but Mackenzie Dingen. The nicer but the Ikarai and Chayis and Avdolah itself. Avdolah itself, Mishabruz says that if a woman wants, she can make Avdolah, right? Now, a woman makes Avdolah, yeah, it's the same type of problem. Why is she making Avdolah? Yeah, how can she make Avdolah? She might not be Mukhiv to make Avdolah. So why is she going ahead and being mafsik between the both Kriya Goffin and the drinking? So it would indicate. We indicate a bit that, like we're saying, that there's no Indian of Hafsik. So, Alach Lamaisa, I think, I've seen other possible also write that they can make Boim Ra'esh and Boim Ra'esh if they want the women between the Boim Ra'esh and the drinking.